party.
Don't be coy. You know you need the Sunday buzz. Here's Bill Vickery.
I might get drunk and rob a bank. Shoot my car if it don't crank. Trying to raise on little Cain. Mess the wall up with some paint. Might even join a rodeo. Ride my horse to Buffalo.
11:41, little Hank the Third there. Didn't get a chance to make it out to see my man Hayes Carl last night. Kind of disappointed about that, but
he didn't go down to South by Southwest this year either.
And I didn't go to South exactly. That the South by Southwest Music Festival. Now this in my day. But now it's just become a bunch of hipsters. They've got the comedy and the. It's not like the old days.
Well, it's gone into all these technology people. I mean, it's kind of getting away from some of its music roots. I don't guess that's a bad thing.
But
it's kind of become an innovation festival. All these techies show up now.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
In the old days, you go see a bunch of great. Johnny Cash played it one year. I wasn't saying 98. One of the first years that I went. South by Southwest Music Festival. The big festival down there just for pure music lovers in Austin is Austin City Limits.
City Limits, yeah.
A great, fun festival to attend. A lot of fun. But South by Southwest, it was, I'll not name names, but let's just say a somewhat prominent, a very prominent local individual.
I know where you're
myself,
going. Yeah.
And myself sat under some risers in the rain to watch Willie Nelson play, and they canceled the concert about midway through, and we didn't know it. We were there for another hour and a half. Underneath these rods. Guess we got to go.
It's like I went over years ago to see the Charlie Daniels band in Memphis in May, and it had poured all day, so I figured, well, it was going to be an outdoor. And I thought, no way this thing's going to go on.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, the sun just popped out late afternoon, and so all the radio stations were announcing, the concert's on, it's on. So we went out there. Charlie Daniels, it was great, walks out, and he glares up at the sky, and he says, y'all thought it had rained us out, didn't you? And everybody, yeah. And he's I'll never forget this. He said, God wouldn't spit on the CDB. Crowd went wild.
God loved Charlie.
And he broke down into the fiddle right there.
Okay, Rex, turn your attention to your bracket.
Yeah, my bracket's gone.
Let me ask you this.
Like everybody else's.
Bigger shock, Missouri or Duke losing? Bigger shock.
I think Duke's a bigger shot.
And of course, see, I doomed Missouri last
just
week.
Just given Duke's tradition, yeah.
When I said, I think Missouri could win it all.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, my son had him in his bracket in the finals. And, boy, I mean, we see two 15 seeds win on the same day.
Yep.
You know, as we say in the racing business, chalk pretty well held, you know, on Thursday.
Right.
There was only really, I guess, one upset Thursday.
Yeah.
But then Friday, what a wild day. And if you don't have a rooting interest for one of these teams, Friday was the kind of day is why you love March Madness.
Lehigh,
why you gotta love the NCAA tournament. Yeah. When a Lehigh can come up and beat the gold standard of U.S. college basketball, which is Duke University.
And you just, you know, I think you're right, although I will say this. I thought Missouri was a team that was primed to make a run through the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little more shocked, but there's that the tradition with Duke. They don't lose in the early rounds. They might lose the Sweet 16.
They just don't, and that's what I'm getting at. Yeah,
it was
Coach K had only lost once in the first round before.
Yeah, yeah. I just that what certainly seemed to cleared the way.
Although you're right, I did have Missouri going further on my bracket than I had Duke going.
I was just I was shocked. It seems like that the water has parted for North Carolina, at least in their side of the bracket, being able to take on Creighton today and then catching a winner of a 12-13 seed game in the first Sweet 16. You got to figure North Carolina's punched all the way through to the final eight.
I still think
we're
going to see a big name win this thing. My money would be on Kentucky right now. I mean, they looked very impressive last night in a 16-point victory over Iowa State, 87-71. They didn't look that impressive in the SEC tournament. But the SEC tournament's meaningless in Calipari the way he does things. I mean, he's always shooting toward the NCAA, and you know, he brings in these one and done kids, and you know, you try to win a national championship with them, they're gone. You reload again. That's kind of his philosophy, and it'll be interesting to see if he really can win it all this year.
It was, you know, I did think that the team that could beat Kentucky out of that side of the bracket was Duke. Mm-hmm. I thought that's a team, a Coach K team that plays good team basketball that can take those one and done programs like Kentucky, and make them have to play as a team. And now they're gone.
Yeah.
And they catch Indiana in the Sweet 16, and then frankly,
I'm still thinking Syracuse can make an awfully deep run too. Another big victory there. They mm-hmm. beat Kansas State, Kansas State
good,
team.
Good team.
75-59, 16 points yesterday.
And kind of manhandled them too. Mm-hmm. And to lose arguably your best player, and they made a lot of improvement from that first game to the second game. Mm-hmm. So
I'm rooting for Baylor to make it all the way to the Final Four, because I want to see a shot of Baylor President Kenneth Starr shaking
yes.
a pom-pom.
Yes.
I just want to see that. I can't picture Kenneth Starr shaking a green pom-pom, and I want to see that.
Who would want to – who sits next to Ken Starr at these games?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Could you see him, if Baylor makes it all the way to the championship game, and there's Obama in the arena, Starr could say, up next. You know,
got indictment coming for you, my friend.
You see the two of them passing in the hallway.
How strange is that Kenneth yes. Starr would end up in Waco president
Texas.
Of Baylor University?
There's
you a mixture of higher education and now athletics and politics. It's just too weird to contemplate for me.
I would love for someone to pay for him to fly to Little Rock so he could land at the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport.
A guy who began his college career at Harding University
in
Searcy, by the way.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Wow.
Who's the best? Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you now, especially with Kentucky.
That a big name's going to win this thing. Yeah, North Carolina, Syracuse, Kentucky.
Of those second-tier names, not the one seeds.
Uh-huh.
Ohio State looked pretty good yesterday.
They did look good.
A good Gonzaga team.
Yep, they did look good.
And, you know, this is kind of weird, but they haven't – it's hard to gauge how good Murray State really was,
mm-hmm.
but to watch Marquette play them, and they manhandled them through the 9-point win, but the score was not as close as the game. There's going to be, in my mind, one of those teams, one of those, because we still got the ones left.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to fall, and my thought is it might be an Ohio State who can creep up on a Syracuse, but that's not a bad Wisconsin team that beat Vanderbilt.
No, not at all. And I tell you, another team to kind of keep an eye on, I think Florida State is hot at the right time. And one thing I like about this new television contract,
mm-hmm.
used to, you know, CBS, you'd get whatever they gave you. They'd kick it around
right.
to some different games.
Right.
But now bringing in True TV and TBS
right.
and TNT, they spread out the tournament. So whereas we never used to get Sunday night games, even though CBS will be finished for the day, we got South Florida, good old Stan Heath,
mm-hmm.
Ohio at 6 o'clock on TBS. We got Xavier. We always hope there's a big fight when Xavier's
right,
involved.
Right, exactly. That's where we're
two
was it,
or whatever that cat's
yeah.
name
two,
is.
Yeah, we're gangsters.
Yeah,
yeah. Remember that
exactly.
No, you're not.
We got Xavier and Lehigh, so be rooting for Lehigh in that one.
By the way, could that not be more of a contrast?
Yeah.
Because you watch that Lehigh team play against Duke.
Bunch of academics.
Oh, my gosh. During one break, I really thought I saw the Duke players and the Lehigh players exchanging physics textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that was a lot of, there was a lot of what I call chess pass basketball.
Yeah.
A lot of sound fundamentals.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, those code words.
That's kind of like the contrast, and this is the kind of thing you love, Bill. I didn't mm-hmm. get around to mentioning it last week, but a week ago, I was also over in Hot Springs. I went over with my son to the high school championships, and we walked from the convention center all the way up to the Arlington because they have a prime rib buffet on Saturday night, and the boy and I both like
right.
our beef, shall
right.
we say.
Well, good for you.
But there was some frat event there, and you had all these earnest young
right.
Men in their best suits going in, and you had a bunch of the locals that had decided to sit on the front steps of the Arlington.
No.
So you had these Perkins-Dykes with
Taylor.
Their dates going in, walking in between these guys who had Biggie Smalls playing out of a jam box on the steps.
Very much a contrast.
That's your contrast.
Xavier Lehigh game
Xavier
right
Lehigh
there.
Today. Absolutely.
That's your Xavier Lehigh. Because when you see those pictures of the teams, Xavier's in the tie, and it's a mugshot. Excuse me. It's a mugshot of the Xavier players.
Which is fitting that Xavier's on True TV tonight.
I think
that must have been done on purpose. And then we got a couple of good later games. We got Kansas-Purdue on TNT at 7:30. And then we got Florida State-Cincinnati, which I think will be a heck of a game, at 8:30 on TBS. So you can watch basketball all the way to 11 o'clock tonight.
You are right about Florida State. You know, they had that first-round scare against St. Bonaventure. And it seems like every year there's one of those – a 1, 2, or 3 seed that has an early scare. Like they win by one, and then they get hot and go on a run all the way through into the Final Four. Arkansas, you remember that happened to us a couple of times. Beating Princeton by one a year
get
we went to the Final
early.
Four.
Yeah,
you get scared early. You win a close game, and it gives you confidence.
And then you get rolling then.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, all the way through.
But again, I think it's going to come back to a big name, and depending on how Kansas does tonight, I might throw them into that mix also.
Well, that's we talked about Kansas being a team again, but I cursed Missouri immediately and quickly when I said, well, I think they could win it all this year.
Yes.
That's a team poised to make a run, and they can't make it out of the first round.
Kind of like we did all fall on the NFL.
Oh, my gosh.
If you wanted to make money in the fall, just go against whatever we pick on the NFL.
Exactly.
We've never had a worse year, Bill. We've been at that a long time.
On the other side.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what. We were all on that Patriot bandwagon in the Super Bowl, to say the least.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to talk about this just very briefly. I love Nate Allen, the sports writer from the Arkansas Democrat.
I have known Nate
you know
for
him.
Years.
And a great writer. Technically, he's a very good writer. And then... you know, he's an interesting read. I like him. I like him when he's to report stories. He had a column in yesterday's sports section of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette where he was lamenting the fact that spring practices are closed. And
kind of took it out on the athletic director and the whole athletic department.
And I want to take issue with that because that column read like a sports writer who was being petulant. Which we often do
there
on this program.
There are a lot of petulant sports writers. I used to be one. I know.
We often do that on this program, but we expect more out of Nate because...
you expect petulance when you tune in to the buzz on Sunday morning.
This show is driven completely by insecurity and petulance.
Absolutely.
My gosh. It read like a column who the man was upset because spring practices were closed.
Because he couldn't sit in and watch every practice.
And the essence was, well, you can't do this because the big dollar donors aren't going to like this and you're going to ruin the program. And then he threw in the ultimate shot. Frank Broyles never did this.
Yeah.
Well, it was a different time, a different era. They closed spring practice at Alabama. They do it at LSU. You know what I mean? We have to let go in Arkansas of some of that provincialism, of some of that old thinking, this is the way it used to be and the way we did it. I mean, I credit Bobby Petrino. He's trying to win now. Why can't you win? I don't. What do you shouldn't expect to lose. You should expect to win.
Do the
things necessary, and you should expect to win. I like that attitude. And some of these things, like closed practices, that's just the way it is now.
That is the modern way. One of the ironies about that was Nate used Coach Broyles and talked about him building relationships, and the kind of unspoken part of it was, well, this new administration under Jeff Long is destroying relationships, whereas at least here in Central Arkansas – and I love Coach Broyles. He's one of my heroes. But there had been a lot of bridges burned by Coach Broyles when that third football game was pulled out of War Memorial Stadium. The way it was handled, it may have been inevitable, but it was not handled well. You didn't go to the right people early and talk to them. And I frankly think Jeff Long has done a good job building back a lot of those bridges. I mean, Bill, you're close to the Central Arkansas business community, and you know what I'm getting at.
I think he very much has, and I applaud the way he's done. Look, the old days of athletic directors being the former coach and all that, we've seen all that. These people are running multi-million-dollar corporations, And there are only a handful of Southeastern Conference schools that have self-sufficient athletic programs.
Mm-hmm.
A handful. That shocks people. Auburn is not self-sufficient.
Yep.
We're talking about they have to rely on expanded student fees or tax dollars in some cases. And the University of Arkansas, throw in all the Title IX programs. You know, do you like that mail? All those girl stuff that you got to do because the feds say so. I think he's done an excellent job, and I just thought Nate's column was written in a bad state of mind, and I don't think he was right, and I disagree with him completely, but I still love to read him, and I still...
Yeah. By the way, I'm heading up to Fayetteville tomorrow night, spend the night, and Tuesday morning, going to spend some time with Dave Van Horn. I'm doing a feature story on the Razorback baseball program for Arkansas Life magazine, so maybe we can talk a little baseball next week.
That'd
They're
be
rolling.
Fantastic. Let me tell you something. Talk about a guy... again, we talked about it. I talked about it with Matt Campbell.
More than 8,000 people yesterday for the game. He's made it an event, college baseball.
You got to pick one coach out of the big three up there, Petrino, Anderson, or Van Horn. One coach to coach one game, and your life depends on it. He may be the guy amongst all of them. And I
he's
love
a
the
heck
other
of
two.
A baseball
you know what I
coach,
mean?
Though. Yeah.
He's put that program he's really – made it not just competitive, but made it a dominant program in the United
States. They're in the top four in the country. Yep. They can sweep Alabama this afternoon. I guess that game's on the buzz.
Yes. 12:35.
Good deal.
12:35. That's a little pregame.
Pregame, 12:35.
First pitch, 1 o'clock.
And I'll be listening to the PA out at the Stevens Arena late this afternoon. Hope to see you there, Bill.
I'm Samantha Jones for the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Welcome to the Stevens Arena.
I know what that's going to be.
Sorry, RJ, you didn't get that game.
And her hair will be shorter than yours. Okay. Outstanding. Mel, thank you very much for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
I have committed myself to recycling hard for 1 month, the month
good,
of April. I will recycle.
For you.
I will recycle. I've never
done
it before.
I'm going to hold you to it. I'm
recycling the entire month of April. Recyclebank.com. Check it out. And Rex, I guess we'll talk next week.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk some NCAA next week.
We'll be deep in the Sweet 16 and with the national championship with the Final Four right around the corner and the Masters and a lot of things to touch base with. As always, in the words of the great Rodney Dangerfield, this week, look out for number one. Don't step in number two.